This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Prices for goods and services in the Denver area are still going up, but not as fast as they were. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on new numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Prices rose 3.5% in January compared to the same time in 2023. That's way better than what was happening at this time last year. Falling gas prices account for a big part of the drop. Used cars and apparel are also cheaper, but the price for some things, like childcare and healthcare, as well as food, are still going up. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
1,200 new immigrant students have enrolled in Denver public schools since the winter break. School board members received an update on the situation Thursday. The district has hired more teachers and established new bus routes, leaving the district's transportation funding $1 million over budget. But board members who've toured schools report that teachers, school staff, and volunteers are eager to help. Board member Scott Esserman.
It's an extensive system-wide effort, and it is truly, truly impressive and ongoing.
Superintendent Alex Marrero told board members that appeals for more state funding are promising. Colorado is now officially home to a new national park site. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Colorado lawmakers are applauding the announcement.
Camp Amachi was the site of a World War II Japanese internment camp in southeastern Colorado, and now it's officially a National Park Service historic site. Republican Congressman Ken Buck, who represents the area, says preserving the site is important so that future generations can visit and learn from this moment in U.S. history. And Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says the announcement is a testament to the survivors and advocates who kept alive the memory of those sent there. Since 2018, a bipartisan group of Colorado lawmakers worked to include Amachi in the National Park Service system. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And Morning Edition continues for this Friday at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, a snowy morning along the Front Range and around Denver that could continue through the day. It should be sunny on Saturday and getting warmer through the weekend. In Denver, highs near 40 this afternoon. This is CPR News.